My name is Claudine Ronquillo, and I'm an animator in the Families of Nazareth movement in Northern Colorado. Thank you for joining me as I continue to read reflections based on the Sunday scriptures, prepared by the Families of Nazareth Movement USA. This reflection will be for Palm Sunday, Year B, Sunday, March 24th, 2024. We will begin with a prayer that can be used to open or close your reflection time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearest Father, your Son tells us, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I long to be your smallest child. Help me to rediscover you as the one who delights in me, who calls me as his own. My Jesus, you say to us, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You are the way to heaven. Thank you for saving me and giving me yourself in the Holy Eucharist. Reactivate the call of my baptism to serve the church in childlike humility, boasting only in God. Holy Spirit, reveal to me my weaknesses that I may seek Jesus' strength. Reveal to me my nothingness that I may await all things from him. Convince me of Jesus' words. What is impossible for human beings is possible for God. Blessed Mother, I entrust my prideful doubt, fear, discouragement, and ingratitude to your intercession, so that I will believe, as God's beloved child and yours. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer came from the Families of Nazareth USA Summer Retreat 2010. This week I will be reading from the book The Way of Imperfection by André Dagnol, pages 36 through 38. We will begin our reflection with a verse from the second reading for this Sunday. This is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. And found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And now I will read from the book, The Way of Imperfection. For natural man, this message is always difficult to hear. However, there is no other way than the path of humility and of sharing in the cross. Quote, then human pride shall be abased, the arrogance of mortals brought low, end quote. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17. And how did God abase the pride of men? In terrifying them? In demonstrating to them his power? No. He abased it in lowering himself, in descending. In annihilating himself and allowing himself to be nailed to the cross, quote, taking the form of a slave, end quote, Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. He was found not only of low estate, but he became the poorest of us all. Holiness is impossible without this descent into humility, without this annihilation. It is in the very depths of this descent that Jesus cried out, quote, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? End quote. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. How many poor, rejected, mocked, and poorly loved people utter this cry of distress in the depths of abandonment. Jesus suffers in them even though they are sometimes unaware. They are, as Paul VI magnificently said, quote, "these poor blessed lambs that save the world without realizing it," end quote. In fact, Christ descended and joined all the excluded, the rejected, the cursed ones. He became, quote, "a curse for us," end quote. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Our wounds and poverty will be transformed one day into a glorious light if we offer them to divine mercy. Julian of Norwich, an English mystic, expressed this in terms shocking at first glance, but deeply evangelical. Quote, "any sinful soul must be healed. In front of God, her wounds will remain glorious signs. Here below, sin is punished through suffering, but in heaven it will be rewarded through the merciful love of our Lord, who desires that no mortal man lose the fruit of his works by any means. In this way, all shame will be transformed into joy and glory." End quote. To descend with Christ into the depths of my wounds, to recognize my state of sinfulness, all this will change my distress into joy, and what was my shame will become glory and light. We have never arrived at enough depth that the light cannot reach us in the night. To join Christ so as to be transformed in Him, we therefore need to pass through descent and suffering, because Christ wants to relive in us the mystery of His descent into the abyss. And it is in the darkness of night that the light of the resurrection can radiate. The true way of holiness is the narrow door that only the weak, the poor, and the children manage to enter by descending again and again into the depths of their woundedness and distress. There are two references from the Catechism of the Catholic Church for this week. Paragraph 2546, quote, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," end quote. The Beatitudes reveal an order of happiness and grace, of beauty and peace. Jesus celebrates the joy of the poor to whom the kingdom already belongs. The word speaks of voluntary humility as, quote, "poverty in spirit," end quote. The apostle gives an example of God's poverty when he says, quote, "for your sakes he became poor," end quote. Paragraph 2547. The Lord grieves over the rich because they find their consolation in the abundance of goods. Quote, "let the proud seek and love earthly kingdoms, but blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," end quote. Abandonment to the providence of the Father in heaven frees us from anxiety about tomorrow. Trust in God is a preparation for the blessedness of the poor. They shall see God. Three questions for reflection. Question 1. In pursuing holiness, what is my perception of descent? Do I find myself desiring spiritual accomplishments, or am I ready to surrender my frailty, faults, and weaknesses? Question 2. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Luke chapter 23, verse 42. How can this call for mercy be actualized in my daily life? Question 3. The words of the Magnificat, "for he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness," Luke chapter 1, verse 48. Reveal the mystery of Mary's extraordinary relationship with God. How can she intercede for me, so that I may desire to become poor and await all things from Him? A prayer to say after sharing. Thank you, God, for allowing me to see the truth about my weaknesses and how it calls upon the abyss of your merciful love.